With Arizona facing major budget deficits, state lawmakers are looking at a variety of alternatives to keep things like social services afloat. Christopher Conover will tell us more.
Governor Jan Brewer spent most of her State of the State address talking about the current budget crisis in Arizona, and she put forward some options for state lawmakers to look at in hopes of cutting the budget and fixing the problem long term. But she also acknowledged that the cuts cause hardships.
Budget cuts within state government have resulted in reduced or limited funding for services for our most vulnerable, the elderly, disabled, and low-income residents.
But Governor Brewer said she had an idea that could help mitigate some of those problems.
I'm establishing Arizona Serves with the assistance of the Arizona Department of Economic Security. Arizona Serves will connect faith-based and nonprofit organizations to help meet those needs.
Government offices of faith-based initiatives or governments working with the faith-based community to help provide services are nothing new. The idea stretches to the highest levels of the U.S. government, the White House. During the term of President George W. Bush, Jim Toohey ran the White House Office for Faith-Based Initiatives. He's now president of St. Vincent College in Pennsylvania. And he says government and the faith-based community can work together.
Well, I think the offices are as effective as the leadership. And so if you have a commitment from the chief executive, whether that's a president or a governor or a mayor, the offices can be effective because they then work with the backing and authority of that chief executive. And so it's exciting to hear that a governor in Arizona would be looking at opening up a faith-based office, and provided that the governor has strong support for that initiative and is willing to back it, it can be very productive. It can be very helpful for the faith-based organizations that are seeking to partner with government, and of course it can be very helpful to the poor who would receive the benefits of those services.
Toohey says in his experience, the establishment of a faith-based office will bring many groups, as he says, out of the church basement and into view where they can be more widely used.
Groups that used to have innocuous names like Project Hope, or, you know, that were forced to change their identities if they wanted to play ball with government, now are more proudly faith-based. And I think it's important that we keep reminding these groups of the rules, that if you partner with government, you don't preach on Uncle Sam's money, you don't discriminate in terms of whom you serve, and that you're accountable and transparent, and that the public money goes for a public purpose and everybody can see that.
In the 1990s, Toohey ran Florida's social service agency under Democratic Governor Lawton Chiles. He also served as Mother Teresa's personal attorney. So he's familiar with government social service programs on both a state and federal level, as well as the work of the faith-based community. And Toohey says there are just some things that the faith-based community can do that a government can't. He cites Hurricane Katrina as an example.
When people were pouring out of New Orleans, they were looking for shelter, they were looking for food, but they were also looking for hope, and they were needing someone to help them make sense of their suffering and help them find meaning in the midst of it. And that's what faith-based groups do very well that government can't do. Government can't love. And so what I think often is the case, let's take a drug addict. If you don't address why the person's sticking the needle in their arm, you're probably not going to have much success with the treatment program if you can't deal with the inner spiritual poverty of that individual who doesn't seem to want to live.
Toohey does say there are some things that a government is better equipped to handle, things like the management of food stamps. Governor Brewer did not lay out a timetable for the establishment of her faith-based office. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.